Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button, it's the only way we'll grow. And follow me on another platform, because I can get kicked off this one any day now. Let's get it.
Hey, that's Doug Dunson. I don't respect the ass of the shit. The motherfucker here late at night on this.
Now this is a baddie right here, this wife material. I don't care that she's shaped like a sack of laundry or a stovetop oven, I don't care. It's the heart and character that counts. All you so-called bad bees with your hand always out, asking for something. Oh, I deserve this. I deserve the world. You got to do this. X, Y, and Z. No, this is the type of woman who deserve all that. And she don't even ask for anything. And she still go home and be submissive to her husband because she's naturally feminine. The type of woman who doesn't have conditions on her femininity and submission. This is the type of woman that stay down with you even when you lose your job and you're trying to get back on your feet. And she go work 2 and 3 jobs just to keep the family together. They usually don't make them like this in the West. Women in the West too arrogant. Too full of themselves to ever do something like this. Better yet, too weak to ever do something like this.
I feel in your 20s, you're starting to learn who you are. And you see what you like and what you dislike. And I think that in your 20s, you shouldn't be dating somebody. Like if you're 21, 22, you should not be in a relationship for like 5 years.
No, you don't learn who you are. You learn who you're not. You're not as valuable as you thought you was because you kept getting pumped and dumped by Chad. You thought you were a perfect princess who deserved the perfect, handsome, tall guy who makes 6 figures. What most young women learn is they weren't good enough to get marriage from Chad. They were just good enough to get D from Chad. But unfortunately, in that process of learning that you weren't good enough for him, you ruined yourself for any man that would have wanted you. Genuinely. Stop it with this. Oh, we're finding ourselves. No, you're not finding yourself. You're finding that carousel of D. And it ruins you. There's no spiritual awakening that happens. A sexual awakening, maybe. But no spiritual awakening. Nice try, though. Nice try.
Really? I think you should, if it happens, great. Mm-hmm. Good for you. But I think that you should explore who you are as a person, and by that you can also date multiple guys. Mm-hmm. So you can see what you like, what you dislike.
Think about all the other things they struggle to do with nails like that. Just think. First world thotty problems. Basic B problems at the grocery store. I hope she never got to pick it up. I hope she had to deal with the embarrassment of stopping someone in the middle of the grocery store and asking them to pick up her car because her nails are too long. That's what I hope happened. Safe to say she doesn't do a physical labor job. Okay, we knew she didn't anyway, but still. So strong and independent, but can't pick up your debit card.
Old, and this is not the first time that I've had my age weaponized against me, so let's talk about it. It's so funny to me when people use aging as a way to insult somebody, because in my mind I'm like, well, what is the alternative? Like, I hate to break it to you, babes, but what you're looking at right now, this is as good as it gets. And I'm not talking about looks or money or anything superficial. I'm talking about the fact that I'm 37 and alive. I don't have any major health concerns. Knock on wood, because that is not a guarantee as you get older. I get to wake up.
Did she just say knock on wood and then knocked on her head? Maybe I'm tripping. Like, please let me know in the comment section. Isn't it ironic that women only stop being superficial once they start getting old? Or they only stop being superficial and shallow when they have something major wrong with them at that point? She's going to try to shame people for making fun of her for being old, which, I mean, I wouldn't do that. But still, do you think this woman has ever made fun of a guy for being too short? Not making 6 figures, having a weird shaped body, you know, not having game, being too shy. I'm just curious.
Up and have the privilege of living another day. Like, honestly, what is the alternative? Isn't aging the goal? Somebody's got to explain this to me, because I don't.
Good girls don't exist anymore nowadays. You just have to find a 304 you like and ask her to stop. No, fellas, you don't need a woman. Most women are terrible long-term partners. They might be cool for the first year or two max, but after a while, they just become a nuisance. I think that's what most guys would say if they were being honest. Most guys in marriages, long-term marriages and relationships would say that about their women. If nobody was listening. If they knew they couldn't get caught. You don't need a woman. I know you want one to get lonely. Man, get a dog. I don't know, get some friends. But women just grow to resent you after a while. For one reason or another. Whether it's because she had your baby and now her body not the same. Or, you know, she's getting older so she's just mad about that. Or, you know, something you said at some point, some argument y'all got into 3 years ago. She's going to resent you for some reason. But definitely don't do this. Oh, I'm just going to find the 304 and ask her to stop. She's not going to stop. She can't stop. It's not in her DNA to stop at this point. Her DNA has been changed by all the DNA that's been in her. She can't stop, even if she wanted to stop. And at some point, most 304s do want to stop. Just can't do it. Don't let your life get ruined in the process of her continuing to ruin hers.